The Western Development Museum, WDM, hosted Saskatchewan Archives Week on February 11. We have some new folks joining us from the culture and heritage sector. Some of the smaller historic sites and museums aren't opened in the winter time, Carla Rasmussen said. I love seeing how people come together. This is a nice way for them to introduce themselves to the community. She says that newcomers who are coming to Moose Jaw might not know what to do in the summertime, and coming to the WDM might help them get to know about the city and its surrounding activities. Street. Victor Petroglyph's Provincial Historic Park and the Saskatchewan German Council are new partners of WDM, and it was their first time participating in this event. There were also the Saskatchewan Archaeological Society, the Saskatchewan Genealogical Society MJ Branch, the Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan, Sunken Ship Pioneer Village and Museum, and some other WDM demonstrations with fun game activities. Author Joan Soggy came to talk about her research project for her recently published book Rika. Soggy is an author, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. She says, I've lived in Saskatchewan all my life. She says she has always been interested in writing books and has written three other previously, Prairie Grass, Mistassini, and Looking for Iktau. Rika is her latest. Rik is about a lady who originally came from Norway as a pioneer to this province with a few children in tow. She says Rika was a very strong woman and had heard stories about her from older neighbors who had known her when they were children. By that time, she was already an old lady. All these stories fascinated Soggy and inspired her to do more research on Rika. Finally, she wrote the book and had it published. An afternoon presentation with Dr. Rainer Dick about Dr. Gerhard Hertzberg. A Life in Science was another story for newcomers during the Second World War. Dick is a professor in the Department of Physics Engineering and Physics at the University of Saskatchewan. Hertzberg came to Canada in 1935 after he got an offer from the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon and fled from Germany. Later, he became one of the most eminent scientists who has ever worked at the University of Saskatchewan and won a Nobel Prize in 1971. He was a professor in the physics department for 10 years, from 1935 to 1945. During the presentation, Dr. Dick said, "The sky is the limit when you are living in the land of the living skies." Jeremy Moore, Reference and Outreach Services of the Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan, said he was pleased to be invited to share about some of the historical groups and heritage organizations in the area. A display was set up to educate people about Métis rights, traditions and culture in Western Canada, said Daryl Haman, president of New Southern Plains Métis Local 160. As well, Dave Wentworth, coordinator of Dachshulhaus German Language School of Regina, also had a display and said they were pleased to be part of this event. Marge Cleave, president of MJ Genealogy Society, said they were there to share information about our branch and let people know what the society is all about. Anybody can come and join our meetings and become a member, she said. We help with family research, the enjoyment of doing family research and finding out where individuals' roots are from. The day proved to be an informative event for everyone who took the time to be part of it.